Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Yeah, you can clear that away. Hello! You can sit down now. This morning, as Andy's already said, is all about participating. The slogan is, participate to be set free. So just to warn you, you need to participate. Okay? And we are going to start off with the whole of the church is going to be divided down this line. You are one team. You are the other team. So your first challenge is, if you're in the first service, just hold on to your hats, okay? Don't do this first one. But your first challenge is, I need somebody under the age of... In fact, yeah, this will work. I need a teenager to come up and tell me a team name for your team. You've got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Olivia, I'm afraid you've lost. You need to come up and tell me the name. You need to come up and tell me the name. Come on. Come on. Kerry, what is the team name?
I was thinking maybe team insert name here.
Team insert name here! That's your team name. You're supposed to... Olivia, what name have you come up with for your team?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Congratulations, Team Bubbles. I'm afraid, though, Olivia, because you were last, you are actually going to have something tied around your ears because you obviously couldn't hear me properly. So if, Dave, you could just assist, tie that around her ears, and then if you could just take a seat on the step for me. Kerry, you can go and sit down. So we have Team Insert Name here and Team Bubbles. Well done. It's a good look for you. I like it. It's a bit kind of, you know, hippie-ish, but with... safety tape. Okay, challenge number two. What I need is I need one person who is over 50 and one person who is under 50 from each team. If you were in the first service and you already did something, children, I'm going to suggest that you don't do it on this one. But Nathan, you haven't done it, so you can come up. So come on, I need somebody over 50 and somebody under 50. This is looking a bit shocking. Come on. Well done, Val. I need an under 50-year-old from this side. Aluki, are you volunteering? Oh, sorry, that was so enthusiastic. I mistook it for a notice. Right, lovely. What I need then is you have got... There are two lovely fashionable hats just here. These hats need to be worn by the over 50s. And the balls within the hat... to be held by the under 50. Olivia, looking good. It's good, it's good. It'll stay, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. The aim of this game is the over 50-year-old is going to stand down there and there are four balls which need to be thrown and caught in the hat. The first team to catch all four balls in the hat will be the winners. But she's going to go down there, so hang on a minute, Nathan. Okay, so down the steps. Down the steps. Great. Wait. Wait until we're ready. So they need to be in the same position. Okay, so you're all looking a bit like you're like, huh? So when we get going, can you get a bit more enthusiastic about the fact that you actually want your team to win? Okay, so are we ready? On your marks, get set, go. Again then, Luke. Well done. Oh, look, we've got ball boys and ball girls over this side. That's good. We've got one in that side. One in that side. Come on. Oh, two. Oh, well done, Nathan. That's two this side as well. Three. Oh, we're so close. We're so close. Oh, come on, we're level. Well done, Nathan. We've got one more. Somebody needs to get one more in. Yeah. Well done. Congratulations. congratulations, you can remove your lovely hat and take a seat. I'm afraid that you two, as the losers, you can't leave. I'm very sorry, you can't leave. No, you have to stay up here. And obviously there's a bit of a problem with your head, so we're going to have to tie something around your head because you couldn't catch the balls in there. And Luke, there's obviously a problem with your hand. You clearly can't throw properly. So we're going to have to tie your hands up, I'm afraid. That's what happens when you lose at something and you fail at something. That's your forfeit, I'm afraid. Okay, next challenge. You've got to stay on the stage. So I think we're 2-0 up at the moment, aren't we? For team insert name here. You're doing well. Next challenge. I need a person from each team who is incredibly fast. If you think you are incredibly fast. Well done, Karis. Well done, Alex. Lovely. So if you two would like to come and line up here, you're going to run that way. All the way around the chairs and back to here. So you're going that way. So Karis, come and stand next to Alex rather than... Well, you can run that way if you want to. Just don't collide. So circular route. Yep. Okay, on your marks. Get set. Go. Oh, she's actually really fast. Alex is the winner. Take a bow, sir. Karis, you need to have your feet tied. Because there's clearly a problem with your legs that means that you can't run very fast there. Oh, dear. So, where are we at now? 2-1. You're kind of pulling it back a bit there, Team Bubbles. Alex, you're allowed to sit back down because you won. Oh, you got... Yeah, fair enough. You can take your phone with you. I'll let you. Okay. Next is... I need 3 people from each side... who are over the age of 20. 3 people over the age of 20. Come on, Dave, you know you want to. You'll be good at this one. 3 people from each side. I need 2 more. Come on. Yeah. I need 2 more people, quick. Come on. Oh. You might have just forfeited if you haven't got another person. Come on, one more. Yay, well done. Okay. Are you all allowed to eat sweets? Yeah? Yeah, you're all okay for that? Okay, this is the famous strawberry lace race. And what happens in this game is the very end of the strawberry lace goes in your mouth, your hands go behind your back, and it is the first team, so 3 people, to have eaten the whole strawberry lace and have an empty mouth, who are going to be the winners. Okay, so the very end of it can go in your mouth now. Hands behind your backs. If it falls on the floor, you're just going to have to pick it up with your mouth. Okay, are we ready? On your marks. Get set. Go! I want to see those mouths completely clear. He's on the other team, Dave. You don't want to help him. Clear mouths. Right, we got 1. Show me your mouth. Yeah, we got 3. Well done. Winners, you can go and take your seats. I'm afraid that you 3, because you obviously can't use your mouths properly, you're going to have your mouths tied up, I'm afraid. So if you'd like to, yeah, take a seat on the edge of the stage. I mean, it's looking pretty even. 2-2. Not bad, not bad. Okay. Next, I'm going to need 1 person from each team who is over 30. Participate. Come on, Alan. 1 person over 30. Come on. Yay. Well done. If you'd like to come up on the stage, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Malcolm.
Malcolm. Hi, Malcolm and Alan. So, are you guys any good at dancing? Malcolm, you can't leave. You volunteered. Otherwise, you forfeit. the dance. Embrace the dance. What we are going to have, we're going to have a dance-off. Okay? I want to see the craziest moves that you've got. And when I point at you, you need to dance your heart out. Okay? So you ready? I'll make Alan go first so you can see kind of where the level's at. Are we ready? Take it away, Alan! Won that. There were some decent moves there. Round the arms for you, Malcolm. It is, unfortunately, as your arms were clearly not doing what they were supposed to be doing there. Good try, good try. Okay, we have our final challenge now. And the people doing this challenge, you need to be able to eat donuts. So if you can't eat donuts, please don't come up. I don't want to clean up sick. Thanks very much. Hang on a minute. You don't know how many I need. Yeah. I might say a 90-year-old, Nathan. Are you 90? I won't say a 90-year-old. I would like two people. One person has to be in their 40s. And one person has to be in their 20s. Let's go. Come on. Participate. Get involved. Woo! Come on, Claire. Everybody wants you to do it. So I'm feeling a significant lack in the older generation being willing to participate in this. If you don't... well done, Andy. If you don't come up, I might have to choose you. So if you are in your 40s, I would suggest you, or shall I expand the age bracket? If you're over 40, you can come up. God sees everything. Okay, if you would like to take your place, kneel on the floor for me. No, I'm not going to execute you, Larry. You're okay. What happens in this game is you need to eat the entire donut without using your hands, just your mouth. And it's the first team to have an empty mouth again. Are you ready? You might want to give them some support on this one. It's a bit... clogs your mouth up, you know. On your marks, get set, go! Try not to eat your hair as well, Claire. Oh, Larry's got a plan! Look at that! Good tactics there, Larry. Get it on the floor, then eat it. But give him a bit of support. Donuts. Come on, Andy, what are you doing? You're chasing it. You need to eat it, not chase it. Oh, I think team insert name are storming ahead here. Josie seems to have eaten most of hers. Oh, just a chewing problem now, yeah. We're nearly there. close. I need to see those empty mouths. Oh, we are literally down to the bit left hanging on the string. This is going to be so close. Choo, 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 choo. Andy and Claire, it's between you. Who can chew the fastest without dying? I think it's getting stuck around their teeth, you know? Could have been worse. Could have been crackers. Don't choke or anything, you know? Are we there? Hey! Team Bubbles, you are the winners of that challenge. Claire and Larry, I'm afraid that you have to be tied up and because you've obviously got a hole in your middle. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. So, that was our last challenge. And I think it is pretty clear the winners that we have. If we can see the scores up there. Team Insert Name Here, you're on 2. Team Bubbles, you are on 4. Which means that our winners are none of you. You're all losers. Because you know what? Somebody lost on this side. And somebody lost on this side. None of you were good enough. None of you were perfect. And it says in the Bible that everyone, all of us, have fallen short of the glory of God. That's what it says. We've all fallen short. We've all failed. And so there has to be a penalty for that. And this is today's penalty. I've got a very lovely tray here full of baked beans. I think we need to add a few more to that, don't we? A few more cold baked beans on there. Look at that. Lovely, lovely. And we're just going to put in there a few gummy bears, little gummy bears. And what's going to happen is, one after another, you are going to have to get your face in those baked beans, pick out a jelly bear, and spit it out, and then pass it on to the next person. The plate, not the gummy bear. That would be really disgusting. So if you would all like to come and line up here, because as the losers, this is what you're going to have to do. So come and line up for me, please. Come on, Olivia. I mean, if you'd won the challenge, you wouldn't be in this situation, would you? I mean, it's kind of... In fact, Olivia, I think you need to be first for this challenge today. Can you kind of see that? It is really nice. So, yeah, I'm going to put a face in it. Come on, Olivia. Why not? They've all lost. They all deserve to get baked beans in their face. Why? Well, somebody's got to eat it, Chad. You going to eat it? Are you actually joking? Are you joking? You're going to eat that instead of them? Okay, fine, fine. If you think you can do it, then all of you can take off your things, all your binds, and you can tie him up instead. If you think you can do it with all of that stuff on as well, I'd like to see you try, because this is pretty... I mean, that's been sat out all morning as well. It's probably a bit tepid now. I think, Dave, have you got some spare things? Where's he gone? It's all right. Here, look, I've got a whole roll here. He's doing it for Arsenal, apparently. Oh, you're not doing it for Arsenal. Right, come on then. Take your position. If this is really what you think, come on. I want to see you do it. You can all go. You're free. You're set free from that. Stop. This is the truth. of what Jesus has done for us. That he came and he took everything that binds us, everything that breaks us, everything that hurts us, and he took it all on himself, and he took the punishment that we deserved for being failures, for being losers, and for getting stuff wrong. In the end of that verse that says that we've fallen short and we're not good enough, it goes on to say, the good news is this, that anyone can now be made completely acceptable to God. This acceptance is a free gift from God, the work of his grace, because Jesus gave his life for us on the cross, making it possible for all our sin and failure to be forgiven. God even made his own son the perfect sacrifice that would restore us to unity with God. Only faith in the power of his blood is needed to cleanse us and make us right with God. Why should it be necessary for God to make his own son a sacrifice? Because he had to demonstrate that he is just. He is a just God. He could not say that our sin doesn't matter, even though, until the cross, he had not shown his full judgment our sin deserved. Sin had to be judged because it separates us from God. The things we've done wrong had to be judged because it separates us from God. So his just and righteous judgment on our sin had to be executed. But instead of punishing us sinners, his son bore the punishment we deserve. And as you believe that Jesus did this for you personally, he did it for you. You are made totally righteous and acceptable in God's sight. That's the truth. That's the truth. That he came and he took everything that binds us up, that constricts us, that makes us feel worthless, and he took it all. You can set yourself free from that. But the thing is, if you're here this morning and actually you feel like you've got something tied around your head, there's something going on in your mind that is going, ah, this is the way I always think. I look at myself in this way. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I always make the same mistakes. That actually Jesus took that for you and he took that off your head and he bound it around himself and he took the punishment that you didn't have to take it. Maybe it's that you keep doing something in the same way. You keep sinning. You keep making the same mistakes. And you feel really like, oh, why do I keep doing that? But it's like you've got a tie around your feet and you keep stumbling over. And actually, you just need to break it off and go, thank you, Jesus, that you took that for me already. Join in with what he has already done. Participate in the freedom that he's already won. It might be that actually you can't hear. You keep saying to yourself, I can't hear what God says. I can't hear what he's saying to me. I don't know where I'm going. Yes, you can. Because he's already taken those things off of your ears. It might be that you've actually, there's a sickness in your body that is causing you to not be able to do something. Maybe it's in your arms, your legs. Something is not right in your body. And actually, Jesus has already taken that. So take the bond off. Join in with what he's already doing, what he's already done on the cross. And it might be actually that you're sitting there this morning going, I have no idea who this Jesus is. Everything in your life might be perfect, might be going really well, but there is something missing. There is something that is just not fulfilling you, like you've got a hole in your middle. And actually you need Jesus to come and fill that hole up. So you've got to take the bond off and join in with what he's already done. Okay? So, if God's put his finger on something, or you actually just want to say, do you know what, Jesus? I need to know who you are. Then just take a couple of seconds, have a think, what stood out to you? What is God saying to you? And in a minute, we're going to do something to join in with what he's already doing. So just have a think. Okay, if you know that there is something that you've got a bond on your life in some way that you need to just take off and rip off and join in with what he's already done for you, then I want you to stand up. And as you stand, just know that you've taken it off. That mindset that you've had, take it off. It's not yours. And don't try and put it back on your head again. The thing going wrong in your body, actually, you need to stand up and say, I accept that that is my healing, and I'm going to join in with what he's already done. That bit of sin that you keep tripping over, that you don't want to trip over anymore, you need to go, that's it, I break that. I'm going to join in with the fact that he has separated me from sin. We're not going to stop until you've actually processed what God is saying to you. It is really simple, but it's the truth. And by participating and actually breaking out of your, oh, somebody's going to look at me, it doesn't matter. When you break yourself out of that, you get set free. So participate to get set free. Join in with what he's already done and get set free. If you're sitting there now going, no, that's not me. I'm fine with this. That's absolutely fine. There are things that God is pointing out to you and you're trying to brush them under the carpet. Stop brushing them under a carpet. You don't want a house that's dirty. You want a house that's clean. If you've got something under your carpet, you need to pull it out and deal with it. Okay, we're going to have a couple more seconds. I encourage you, if you know that's you, participate in what he's already done. Thank you, Jesus. And start to thank him. Thank him that he set you free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You took those bonds. You took those chains. You broke those things. Thank you, Jesus. You are the healer. That you restore things in people's bodies right now. If you are waiting for a healing and you've stood up, just receive restoration to your body right now. Receive restoration to your limbs. Receive restoration to your stomach. Receive restoration in your mind. If you know there's been things going on in your mind that you've just broken off this morning, just receive restoration over your mind that you have been set free from those mindsets. You don't sound very thankful. If you're thankful, it overflows. That's what we're talking about. Overflowing with thanksgiving. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Awesome, awesome God. You are mighty to save. Thank you, Jesus. I think we need to release the praise in this place a bit more, don't we? I think we need to actually, come on, stir ourselves up. If we are a thankful people, if you've just had some bonds ripped off your life, I think we need to rejoice. And if you're standing there going, I've just kind of said to Jesus, I don't really know who you are, but I feel like I want to know you, and you want to talk to somebody, turn to your neighbour and just talk to them really quickly now. Say, I think I just talked to Jesus, and I don't really know what's going on, but I want to get to know him. But if you are a person who is thankful right now because Jesus has just set you free from something, or you've realised that he's already done it, but you've joined in, then you need to start giving thanks. You don't have to wait for them. If you are thankful, then give thanks. Let it overflow. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. Jesus, you are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. I thank you. You've set me free. You've set me free. Jesus, you are mighty to save. You are mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you've got to overflow with it. If it's really real and you've joined in, let it overflow.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.